This is fun.
I was going to say, I think people like the fact that mother-daughter having...
I am banking on it. Because mama is betting the effing bomb on herself. Did you hear that, y'all? I'm betting the farm.
Too much twang.
Yeah, I know. That's in honor of Uncle Josh.
I know.
I know, right? You start channeling. Which, for the record, I don't have to channel shit. It's just gifted to me. I seen this picture the other day. Did I tell you about the picture I seen about the turtle that was escaping through the baby gate? Mm-mm. And the turtle's name was Jennifer Slopez.
Yikes.
And my initials are Jennifer S. Lopez.
Oh, gosh.
And it's, but the turtle was making a struggling escape. Yeah, well, it got through. No, it was funny. It got through the baby gate, but it was on a sideways trying to, like, pick up enough speed to get through there sideways.
The baby they gate. Have speed?
No. Jennifer Slopez. I'm thinking no.
No, I had to update my license, so I obviously changed my name finally. I wasn't
going to. Is it hyphenated?
No. Oh. I wasn't going to, you know, pay to change it twice. Mm. So it was on my birthday, I think. We go to the, whatever it's called, to go change my driver's license. And
the Secretary of State.
I couldn't think of it. I wanted to say DMV at first, but that's not it.
We don't do that here.
No. No. We go there.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. So it is the DMV.
Yeah, but it's called the Secretary of State. The office building, like the federal building where you changed your name.
I just give it a quick goog and say, I know I have to be there.
Yeah, the one on Plainfield is the best one to go to.
We went to the one on 20th Street.
Whatever.
Bleep that out. But we go there and she's like, oh, you're here to do a name change. And I'm like, sure I am. She goes, congratulations, you guys. And Ben and I start laughing. We're like, yeah, we've been married 3 years. And she starts laughing. She's like, well, better late than ever. But I needed to get my new license with my new name so I can change it at work. And people at work are like, who's this last initial B? Who the fuck is this person that works here? And I'm like, it's me. Those are my initials. And people are like, yeah, I can't pronounce that. And I go, you know what's better than having a first name that people can't pronounce? Also having a last name that people can't pronounce. Love that.
How do people not know how to... Well, all right, sign you, because the J is...
I'll give you a rundown of the names that I get at work. On the phone, oh, specifically.
Shit. I forgot your mother's ring. Damn.
It's okay. Anyway. Anya. Bonnie. Don't know where Bonnie comes from. Typical Sonia. What's another one? Tanya, obviously. But it's always Anya. Or...
Oh, the S is totally silent.
Oh, yeah. Anya. My name's Anya. There was another name that was, like, way off from what I actually said. And I don't think I'm talking too fast, too. I'm usually, like, I can't even say it. Blank Pharmacy, this is Sonia. And they're like, hi, Anya. Who the fuck?
I know. We were talking about names. And you know John's last name. I don't know if I should say it. But John has a famous person's last name, too. Alabama John.
Okay.
So that's his name. And I'm Jennifer Lopez. A lady come in a couple weeks ago. They're planning a 50th birthday party for somebody. And I have met a chick once. I don't even know. We were like probably drunk and waiting for a porta potty somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she was like, do you know what it's like to be Pamela Anderson with no boobs? And I'm like, do you know what it's like to be Jennifer Lopez and be chubby?
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? And so we were talking about famous people's names. Well, her best friend's name is Pamela Anderson. So I'm like, you got to call and ask her if she ever talked to some drunk chick a long time ago that was named Jennifer Lopez. And she's like, no, it must not have been her. So there must be another Pamela Anderson, which is funny. We were talking about famous people's names.
Yikes.
And how I will hashtag the hell out of, even though I can't stand J-Lo? Her. Yeah, even though I can't stand her ass. Very mediocre.
Are you talking about hashtagging J-Lo?
Yeah.
Oh. That's how I know it.
Oh, where is yours? I set I got, where is it? Damn. I put it somewhere where we went. Oh, it's over there. In that thing, remember the chapstick you wanted the other day? The brand new one? In the little holder?
Oh, yeah. That's got sunscreen in it.
You can have it.
I don't want it. I'll leave it here when I forget.
Fine. That's where it's at.
Fine.
Fine.
Mommy loves you. I love you too, Mom. I saw a post the other day that was like, do you hate it when you see or meet other people that have your name?
That was
That was
me.
you?
Yeah.
Are you like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
Like,
there's only one.
yeah, me.
There's like two people that have my name at the pharmacy, and I'm like,
Sonia Lopez or Sonia
just Sonia
Bonnie?
in
Oh,
general.
in general.
Just Sonia. First name, not full
Oh.
name.
Jennifer's too common.
Then it must be a different flame that I
But then
feel.
it's like Jen, Jenny, because different people call you different things from different eras of your life.
I
For me,
guess.
anyway, you know. Do you prefer Jen or Jennifer? And then sometimes just to throw them off when I'm like, Jenny. No. Yeah, cringe.
I'm still Jenny from the law. Yes, I have a
Totally
mama, now I
am.
have a
I
lot.
totally really am. So you could totally be her. I don't even wouldn't know a word one to her song. What is it,
I
Ghetto
think I was
Superstar?
gonna say, I think I know like one or
Ghetto
two.
Superstar, maybe. I don't know. I don't know her song. So it just makes me cringe when I look at her. It's one of those where if you have a friend and you know she can't sing, but she thinks she can sing and just belts them out like she's the best singer ever, and but you feel embarrassed for her, but you never say to her, look, bitch, you can't sing. That's how I feel when I look at Jennifer Lopez. Like, who cares? All right, you look good. I think how good I would look if I wasn't stressed 24 effing fucking seven. Or if I was able to scoot off to Mexico and have a little pokey poke in the eyes, put on some big Jackie O sunglasses and heal my new facelift or my new Botox.
Backtrack to Sex and the City. One thing I will say I do like about the show is you get to see a lot of the actors and actresses starting out their career based on like a scene or like an episode of this show before you see them elsewhere. For example,
Aren't they all washed up? They're not even on anything anymore.
no, for example, I don't know
Are
what,
they getting bit pieces in a fucking Depends commercial?
I don't know. But it's the one guy from that does all the insurance commercials. The one that crashes into everything. He's always got like a boo-boo or something.
That ain't him, Mr. Big.
No.
Oh.
I'm saying they're in like an episode.
Oh, I see. But they got bit pieces. I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super young,
Plant.
talking the same way he talks now in his commercials. But what's funnier is like in that episode, he like did commercial work. Like he was.
Almost like Hollywood recycles them and has to show you how it works by placing it all in front of your face.
I'm trying to think of who else.
But really, none of those chicks. I think I just seen Kim Cattrall. Not her, the redhead. Is it who? Who's the redhead that's in there? Because I'm still, I'll watch it because we said we would see who I identify with. Right now, it's. I would never have fucking condoms in my purse, like ever.
Well,
So I don't
no,
know
so that
yet.
was just
So.
that episode because they were trying to live like men. Their whole
I must
point
have missed
was
that memo. Between all of them were trying to live like men.
to be no strings attached, no emotions, just
Oh, okay.
fuck it, bye.
See
Yeah,
ya.
don't call me, none of that. But no, I don't know what else these other people are in.
Well, that's easy in a platonic. Don't they call that ghosting and breadcrumbing now?
Don't
It's
fucking
so
know.
different
I don't
now.
fucking
It's
know,
hard
huh?
to, yeah, see, I don't date, so how the fuck am I? And we discussed which Spencer bleeped, it must have been a lot of it out. Remember my date? Or, well, not really date, but meet up, and they neglected to tell me. Everybody neglected to tell me involved, including that dude who had talked to him a couple times on the phone. Like, I was not gonna clearly see that you have.
You know what's funny? that's why I need you to continue these episodes, because that's literally what they talk about. They talk about stuff like that where
you mean
they
mean
no
Sex in the City.
Yeah, they mean no offense to it. It's just their preferences. Their preferences
all right,
to
keep
these
going.
Things.
I'll set aside maybe 37 minutes once or twice a week to get fully acclimated in Sex in the City, but it just was like ew.
Like people think it's judgmental, but it's like,
well, I'm sure I would catch a lot of flack. Like,
I mean, yeah, would anyone. It's no different than texting and people taking shit out of context.
I'm a very compassionate person. I still would have went on that date. What bothered me was the full omission of it.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly know that you have a limitation.
Right.
And if you're dating to have a co-partner, co-creator, co-pilot, and have already discussed on the phone that, and he did hot yoga from Kalamazoo, that it's important as a person to take care of yourself so you can be a good partner for somebody. Not once, you never once thought it was important to mention to me that I probably have this lifelong infliction, so
that's
do you
want
to hitch
than,
your wagon to me or not?
That's no different than me, like, you know, making it obvious that I'm a mom, single mom, before I met Ben. Like, on anything, dating anyone, I was like, hey, I'll let you know I got a kid. It's my priority. Do with that information what you will. This is where I stand. Let me know how you stand. No hard feelings.
Yeah, that had to have been harder for you in that aspect.
Not really, because it really showed.
Well, I meant in the dating realm.
Right.
And for your age group, yeah. And what was it? Tinder? Can we even say that on here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Was it Tinder?
Well, it wasn't only Tinder. It was also like just...
Well, I don't know any of those dating sites, because people my age, do they do that site?
Yes.
They do?
You can do...
I hear Facebook dating is quite the thing. Not ever going to fucking happen, but I hear there's a lot of places. I'm just going to hit the road, and if I meet him, I do, and if I don't, I don't. But John and I were talking about it yesterday and how hard... It's good to get a male perspective because, you know, he's been alone for a while. How hard, even male or female, to go from your independence and then sharing your life. Even the smallest thing. I find I get annoyed from dudes that are in my inbox on Facebook. They get the, really? Hey, you. Every fucking day. Hey, you. What you doing? Hey, you. What you doing? Hey, you. Really? That's all you got? Snorefest.
You know what?
State your fucking business. What do you want? Be direct. Like, you know what? I like your energy. I'd like to meet you. Let me take you out to dinner. And anybody direct anymore?
One thing I didn't know was true or, like, real that still happened is there will be guys that will still see, like, that see and know that you're married.
They don't give a fuck.
And they'll still be like, hey, how's it going? Be like,
because they think it's no strings attached.
Be like, hey, bye. The amount of people that I have forgotten that I used to have a conversation with, blocked by.
Yeah, see ya.
See you later. Hey, just seeing how you're doing.
Yeah, that's the universe sending you.
Doing better now that I'm going to block you. Don't need this conversation.
I told you about that one coming out of the woodwork. I didn't know what that number was, but they first
texted me.
Merry Christmas. And I thought it.
Merry Christmas!
I just said Merry Christmas back because I thought it was somebody lonely. Like, I don't know. So,
right.
Merry Christmas. Come to find out, yikes. Fucking Match.com gay from 2011.
Yikes.
No. If you were a no in 2011, and then again, you found me again in just before Uncle Josh's little episode, so that would have been 2016, and you were a no in 2016, and you've kept my phone number, and you text that I've never stopped thinking about you.
Ew.
Ew. Weird.
Ew.
But I do leave, not to toot my own horn, but I do leave that kind of impression. Stalker. That's when you know, now I just get pissed. Like, God, I've done the work. Why do you keep sending these fucking dipshits to me?
Right.
Like, you know who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's his nickname now? So the most recent one that calls me Festy. Like, really, dude, you're really going to try to mind fuck me even after I told you how intelligent I am, and that I was going to mention it on my podcast.
They probably think
still
you
take it as a challenge.
They probably think you're post like that. That's why they reach out. They think that is a challenge. I think that's where
I'm quite certain of it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Or any way to point me out or my flaws. Like, told you she was crazy. Told you she had it out for me. Mm-hmm. I told you. In his situation, wow. Talk about a fumble. Like, even in a friendship, you couldn't even be friends, dude. Like, wow. I'm glad I dodged that bullet. Because, wow. Wow. But my thing, two things, is why is the universe sending that? Well, to be fair, I am getting a higher caliber of man coming in my sphere, mm-hmm. you know, certain ones that would definitely require this place selling and me going and mm-hmm. traveling and going places to meet this higher value man, because mm-hmm. I'm a higher value woman.
Right.
But seriously, like, I get more pissed, really, first off, you think I'm that stupid. Second of all, now it's just a game. I'm like, hey, playa, have you met the coach? Me, myself, and I. What are you? I'm just making fun of you on my public page that I know you're watching.
Well, so they think it's an invitation. They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he does. And I'm like, wow, dude, just so you can say I'm crazy, but who's participating in it?
Right.
You know, like, and it's really a shame because those types of men did not get hugged enough, obviously, mommy, daddy, whoever. And then you're at this age still playing games, which I would much rather there be even this directness of, even if you were in my inbox, state your fucking business, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, look, I'm fucked up in the head. I got some issues, but, well, I would never go after that, but I would much rather people be very honest and say, look, I've got some issues. But if you don't have the ability to self-reflect whatsoever, you have a personality disorder.
Yeah, because that's just...
Period.
That's just them wanting to trauma dump on
you. Period, yeah. And, well, you're their source. So you're constantly the chaos that they need that makes them feel good. But it's hard to explain that to somebody who don't get it because their pineal gland is calcified because you drink 10 Diet Cokes a day. And then don't get me started. So what do you think about having a topic about the JAB and dating? Because, yeah, I know, right? That in itself would be very touchy. But that is also a thing if I wanted to start dating again.
I had someone ask me that at work the other day.
Asked you personally? Yeah. So were you offended by the question or were you eager to say
I was at my place of work, so... It was more of like a actual health related comparison question about like actually doing this and the after effects.
So they were asking your personal opinion
how
upon
I felt
it?
After. Yes.
After? What do you mean? You've had it done?
They were asking me how I felt after. So I, you know, was like,
oh, because they assumed.
Yes.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
You know what my response was?
I've been in that situation and I have watched people's faces contort and I've never seen them again.
All I could say was, far better than the sickness. She goes, you ain't kidding. I go, have a good day.
So she was on your side.
Because what if she could definitely turn that shit around and be like,
oh, I get it. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But in the dating realm, so we're just talking in the line of dating. It could be a future topic. I know I'm going to talk about it by myself because I've written about it in my journal. And here's the thing. Here's the cringe part. Sexually, I don't know if I can do the licky licky body fluid. In knowing,
like, just your age in general, or just like because of this,
because of that.
Oh,
I know. Is that bad? You know, because they have this other terminology that starts with an
I
S,
will say it's
and
benefit.
then dogs do it. You know, that whole
yeah. I will say it's beneficial to know that information because in longevity of things, wouldn't you want to be with someone who shares the same values, opinions?
So that okay. I have definitely played ping pong with that particular subject with myself, as far as in the realm same, of men,
the same thing.
I don't want no pussy that stuck out his arm. Like, yeah, just give it to me because I don't know how to fight for myself, and I'll put the muzzle on my face. Fuck off.
That's the same fucking thing for, hey, you do you, but don't shove that shit down my throat type
okay,
situation.
Okay, but is that different in a romantic situation? Is that the epitome of unconditional love?
Where personal you can belief, be, I think that...
Can you be with somebody that differs on the spectrum? Like, where your frequency, the gap is rather large, but you still are...
I can't form an opinion because when that... became a thing, I was already locked in my relationship and we already had locked in feelings of it. Like mutual agreements of it.
Now, yeah, what if you weren't?
If I weren't?
Would you prefer a man on
I still think that
side?
There probably are masculine men that probably did it. Some people came off like in my
because
in,
they had to do it
I was
going to
say
jobs.
In my line of work, I've had a lot of people come in and say that they have to. They can't continue their job without it.
Right.
Half of the people that I work with are some of them, and their spouses, they were the same way.
All right, I've looked into this, because, you know, some of there's been certain potential dating mates that have
There were also
it.
The people who are dual income, no kids, who want to travel, and, you know, in the early stages of
right.
the vid, then you had
yes.
to before you even
right.
went anywhere.
Okay, but I still
so, I mean, yeah.
second guess, like, wow, if it happened again... Would you just cave? Would you just go and follow suit? Because I can't.
No.
But I don't. I imagine being
people
with a partner,
are on number 10.
Like,
now.
I know. And I work, well, I don't work with, I have a close friend that helps me here.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to explain to her once, in the line of, if you were thinking in the terms of a Holocaust, I would be the one being reported and you'd be the one reporting me.
It's the same thing for people back in the day when, like, you couldn't talk about.
Yeah. So that separation that happened in those certain very pinnacle, even though some think that was a lie, I don't know anything. I know nothing.
A relationship,
however,
yes, very different. Friendship-wise, yeah. That's a different story.
Yeah.
You do
but,
you, boo.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I love the fact that her and I, and that... It does not matter in no way that, you know, in
relationship wise,
we can talk about
yeah,
it.
Relationship wise, I do believe you do
but
need that synchronicities of
certain things. I personally know I can't be with, I'm pretty sure because I have visited this numerous times in my head. I don't personally think that I can respect a man that has done it. In the romantic sense, because I am craving a leader, and in my mind, that isn't of leadership quality. Does that make sense? Of my compass of where
personal opinion, I do believe that there still can be leaders who have, like I said,
yes,
there's a difference to know of whether you had to or not.
Even if you had to,
okay.
I would have quit my job.
I will say,
I
would agree up to the first three because that's what a lot of the jobs required. Now, if you're doing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 after.
All right, that's fair.
What are you hoping? What are you expecting that to be?
What's your psychosis at that point? Are you that? So
once
right,
again,
it's
once
fear-based.
Again,
it's
you do you. Okay. I'm going to do me. You do you.
Yeah, I totally get that, but romantically, I'm not making that concession.
The same applies to anything else.
Yeah.
You do you, but don't shove that shit down my throat. Mm-hmm. That's where we have a problem.
Yeah, and I'm not going to fall into your delusion. Thank you.
Because, yeah, a lot of the
like a lot of like my friends in general, their thing is because they had to.
Yeah, but even
couldn't make their birthday trip because they had to. Couldn't go on vacation without it.
Yeah, see, that's a big.
I don't even know.
I get it.
I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know. No matter what comes out of my mouth, people are gonna, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Clap back and say something else. Yeah,
you're
like,
gonna get lambasted one way or the other. I know. That's why it's hard to have these discussions. Where again, I wish if you were a monster or you knew, but this would take self-reflection. But those types of people don't self-reflect that the way they maneuver through life might affect other people and don't care, which I totally get because I'm a sovereign being and there's some things I just don't give a fuck about. Like, mm-hmm. All right, fine. But that's a biggie, that particular topic, as far as for me in the dating realm.
I do believe a lot of people that are your age that did do it was probably out of fear for the sake of
their age. Well, yeah, and men, how they felt like their job was dangled in front of them.
Oh, not even job. I mean, what I hear
a lot of people. No, I can't wrap my mind around somebody just because it was on the news, take it or you're going to die. Well, wow.
That's half of the people that I see, Mom.
No, I know. And
More than half.
I can't wrap my mind around in any way somebody being bamboozled like that. Well, yeah, that's what runs this realm. That and sex. Ah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, it's crazy.
Like, you have your own opinion, but yeah, I'm gonna get my flu shot. Cool. Peace.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You don't have insurance.
Don't say that out loud. I'll probably, that would cause me to go to the clink. You know, if this were that, if we got, like, any worse, you know, as far as hall monitors tattling on anybody. Shit, like a dog, I would be put in the pound. Like,
I mean, if you think about it, I don't get that. I mean, if anything, that's less money that the government has to spend on you.
Yeah, and here I'm being penalized because I try to keep myself healthy on a daily basis without any outside governmental any assistance whatsoever, and try to sustain life eating your fucking food, mm-hmm. that's in our food system, even the fruit. Where, geez, even energetically, I'm like.
I got the best grapes at Costco the other day.
Yeah, I would love.
We all ate those.
Yeah, yum.
Real quick.
But, and they're probably three times the size they were supposed to be genetically.
Seedless. Yeah.
So, but it's just like, damn, I'm doing my very best. And then I watch, oh, Lord help me. I was serious about the OnlyFans eating channel or whatever, how do you jump? That should be a whole, our next podcast,
Mom, there will
should
be people.
Me set up OnlyFans of just eating fruit. Because what is it with all these rather larger people on social media? And I don't even know why it's on my allegoric rhythm. Was it because I'm chubby? Do they see I'm chubby?
You have no idea how easy it is to make a dollar.
I don't get it. I don't get it, but
I
need to jump on the bandwagon and just eat fruit and make it my thing.
I watched a video of this one girl.
But this one, her arm is as big as me in a car.
Mom, a lot of those people, though, they know they this.
No, I know, and they're getting paid.
They know
this. Hi!
They know this, and they purposely are like, oh, I'm only going to eat a little bit. And people are like.
Yeah. I get why it's done. That part, it's not foreign to me, but I love these little sessions with you, Sonia.
I do, too.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
It's a good serve and volley again today.
Serve and volley. That's been your word today.
I love that. In conversation, if there's no flow and it feels like it's like utter.
Me, vote me.
Yeah. And I can't do small talk. Mm-hmm. We just discussed that if you want to circle back the. All right, for any dudes out there, if you are pursuing a chick and your only line in her inbox is, hey, you, or what you doing, or grand rising, stop it! Like, where's the substance? How about a lead-in of, wow, that XYZ post, or have something with some depth, or that involves the person that you're inboxing. Could you be any more lazier with your lead-in? Just like the new tagline is, I see you. Oh, really? Now I force a motherfucker to tell me what he sees. Oh, yeah? What do you see? What do you see?
You want to know how I knew that it was worth giving Ben a chance, knowing how we met? Of all the conversations of the people that, wanted to say something to me, either to try and get in my pants or to like get to know me, for once, Ben was the only guy that ever made it about Landon first before me, because I made it known in my, profile that Landon is my priority and whatnot. And I guess I don't even remember what my bio was, but apparently it was enough to catch his eye to be like, you seem like a good mother
Oh,
type shit.
I think that's important for a guy to see. I can't even, for your generation, it was a little less common for my generation that, you were an unwed mother.
Right.
Well, unless you get knocked up in art school and you're gonna marry me or what? You're gonna be my old lady or what? That's how your dad proposed to me. Let me repeat that. On one knee. You're gonna be my old lady or what?
Well, we already know Dad's goofy. And Dad's still kind of that awkward, cute.
He's a Libra,
Yeah.
air sign, and apparently that's what's attracted to me. I don't understand.
Libras?
Libras or Gemini, and I've
Damn.
been married to both kinds. I don't count that second one. And had he, and what's sad about Dum Dum is
There's.
I get mad at myself because we did have a lot of fun together as far as like when.
Bullshit aside.
Right. I
Yeah.
mean, when he wasn't being his wounded self and in total insecurity, because like I've told you, you can't be pretty with an
When he
insecure
tore
man.
that brick wall down and wanted to.
Right. But as far, well, the love bombing stage, had he been that dude steady, because adventurous spirits and how much fun, silly, that we could be together. But the minute anybody was seeing me be silly, it was
Whoa,
tone, yeah,
yeah.
tone it down. Tone it! Reel it in. So if you can find somebody that will, run wild with you and be fun and just be silly, because touching base with John yesterday, I get it. I get why men want to stay single too. Nobody wants that fucking bullshit of if you've had even like say you're a dude and you've had like a stretch of time where you don't have to report into anybody. Nobody's telling you what time to eat dinner, or what you're, and you. Say you were married for 20 years and now you've been single for 5 or 8 or
Right.
whatever, and you're set in your ways. Like, why would you want to? Or if you're entertaining switching that up, and then at least you should have the respect of knowing what you want and be like, look, I only want to see you 8 hours a week.
So that changes my perspective on it. When we go back to Sex and the City characters, you mix between Miranda and Samantha.
So is Miranda the redhead?
Miranda's the redhead. She's the independent, do my own
She
thing.
wears
I
the
have,
dude suits.
yeah,
Yeah.
she's the one that is
Those,
like,
it's funny because those are the two right now that I would tell you I identify
yeah.
with. Yeah.
But that's because Miranda's like, her mentality with men is like, hey, I like you, but I like you for as long as I can tolerate it because I still have a routine that I need to do. This is my routine. This is what I do. This is my independence time. I can pencil you in when I'm ready or when I have a moment to.
Yeah, but how do you balance that if you live together? Which I know I
That's
can.
what that's really where I'm
I
at.
yeah, I totally can do it, but the one thing Dum Dum could your dad, we were too young. I can't ever gauge your dad or compare, certain things. But as far as, Dum Dum, he wanted his time, but I wasn't allowed mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I wasn't allowed to dip into his alone garage time. But God forbid, you're doing a word search while we're watching TV together? Put it away.
Oh.
Like, who the fuck are you? Like you couldn't read, you couldn't do anything. Like, and I remember this with grandpa and grandma. Like when he was home, you know, even though they weren't doing anything together, she had to sit there while he was watching TV and have to ask, I'm gonna get up and do the dishes. Or and your dad would get mad because I don't wanna sit and watch movies. I got dishes to do. We got kids. You know, so well, come sit with me. I got shit to do.
Unless you're gonna help me do them.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Man, your guys' generation is
Fuck, whacked,
way
right?
fucking different.
Whacked.
Man, I
Yeah.
don't know if you listen to these, honey, but I love you. I love and
Yeah, but you guys are
are.
probably, you got because.
We definitely compare a lot that we're learning to be opposite of our families and how our
Yeah.
families were. That definitely is one thing that we do talk
And
about heavily.
I think, well, I'm sure we did it too. About, I'm like, I know I'm not like mom. I didn't take the shit my mom took, and that's why I'm alone. Had I just, like, God bless Grandma Mungar, but if I went and would be like, your dad made me mad, never once was she taking my side. It was, do you think you could just keep your mouth shut?
Yeah, 'cause she was
Just
in fear. She
don't rock the boat. You know, it was never advice that I would have given to, like, tell that motherfucker to shut up, you know. Like, no, I get mad that she cowed down. And then we're gonna wrap it up here because there's something I want to tell her that happened, but I can't do it on the microphone. But should, yeah, right. So stay tuned, everyone. Thanks, Sonia, for joining me again today on Route 37
Of course,
Podcast.
Mom. I look forward to our
I
next conversation.
love you, yeah.
I love you too.
I will bone up on my Sex in the City, and we'll start there next week. So stay tuned, everyone.
Please do, because I want to
Yeah.
compare a lot of these episodes and get your
Okay.
opinion.
All right. Well, especially if I'm going to be dipping my toe in the dating field.
Right, you might as
Especially,
well.
yeah, right. Especially the minute this place sells,
This shit does make you
I'm
think,
gone.
it does, like, you know,
Oh,
make you form
yeah.
your own opinion.
Yeah.
But
Definitely the
anyways,
first 10 minutes, I was like, yeah, I got to shut this down.
right. Well, as
Yeah.
always, everyone, stay curious.